Hello.
Hey, Devin, John Call here. How you doing?
Doing good, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing real good. I appreciate you finding the time. I like I said, if there are busy men, there are a lot of busy men in the world, and then there's Devin.
Yeah, well, we try. You know, we try to, you know, reach out and
good man.
Little people, you know.
I will say this, if there's ever I wanted to start a business in greater New York, I'm going to reach out to you because apparently you definitely know how to make business. I mean, I remember just looking at your website. You got a lot going on, and I'm sure you juggle it all very well.
Oh, yeah. Well, what happened is, you know, there's all these fires to put out, and then the rain was supposed to come Wednesday. It didn't come till Thursday, so, you know, you got to move things around and go move equipment that can't stay in the rain, and just, it's always fire. You know? So today I'm actually sitting at my computer, I got everything up and open, I got my headset on, you know. So I
decided,
you know what, perfect, I'm actually not going to move till we talk and we get this thing done, and then I'm going to run out and meet a guy and then come back for a Zoom at 7 o'clock, you know.
Okay, well, I appreciate you taking the time. So I will do a brief recap of what we're doing here, just so that way make sure everything is outlined again. So it was a month-to-month program. We're doing $100 of Facebook.
I had my sheet here. Hang on a second. Let me find that sheet. I know I had your sheet. I just took the whole folder out, and then I kept flipping through. Hang on. Let me just find it back. Nope, that's not you. That's the other guy. There you go, Local Splash, California. All right, cool. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, what happened with that Tim or Tom guy? Did he ever get back to you?
So, no, we talked, and then I was like, I don't want to do that Facebook piece. And then it turned out that in order to get the deal, I would have to do the $500 or something like that, the Facebook. I'm like, nah, I don't want to, you know. Budget, you know, I don't want to do that right now. Not because this is what I'm doing with you, right? I'm realistic. This is not going to get me customer tomorrow. This is a long-term play, you know, 3 to 6 months, gather some data, figure out things. So in the meantime, you know, you got your Angie's, your Craigslist, who they're giving the customer right now for $5, $10, you know, $30 per customer acquisition. So that's like the short-term play where I'm paying to play until this thing spools up and start, you know, sending me traffic and I'm linking on the first page, top three, when they hit grass mowing or lawn, you know, lawn mowing or landscaping Cape Cod, you know.
And at least in the short run, you'll see all the, like, pieces live, right? You're going to see a website live. You're going to see Facebook ads live within 7 to 14 days. So in the short run, you're going to get a lot of stuff live. We do expect you to get some traction within that first month, definitely within the first 2 months. But, you know, I appreciate you understanding also when it comes to the Google side of things specifically, Google is a long-term play. You're right.
Oh, no, because I was a maverick on Google, 10, 12 years ago. And then now I look at the tools the other day and I don't even know where to go. And I mean, I could relearn it because I have the foundation from being in IT, but it's like, that's not my thing. You know, my thing is to go out there and shake hands and kiss babies and make deals, you know, in-home sales. I don't want to
kiss babies and make deals.
Right. You know, so that's where you come in and I'm willing to pay you to take care of that. And if we're winning, you know, there's no limit on the budget if we're winning, you know?
Right. And then just to make sure I have your original website, right, you gave me a web domain before for, I think it was Enterprise, right?
Right, enterpriseprofitygroup.com. So that's a parent company, you know? The payments will come from that and the checks get written out to that company. It's the same company. Like I said, Mr. Modal is literally a branding thing that catches customer and pull them over here, you know?
Okay. So, but when it comes to where you're found online, it's under Mr. Mo et al. As well. Let me just make sure that's there too.
Yeah. So,
Centerville.
Like I told you, yeah, I bought all the domain. So I bought mowincapecod.com. I have mowitallcapecod.com. And I have capecodmowing.net. So I have those domain as well, which we can point to Mr. Mo et al., yeah?
And then let me ask you this. When I look for Mr. Mowitall in Centerville, do you have the Google Business Profile already? I thought I recall seeing that.
I can't recall doing that. I know I did the Facebook page. Let me go to that right now. And I know I have the phone number on that on the business card. I have a Craigslist listing. I have a Facebook page. Let me go to Facebook. And I think that's about that. And I've been mostly running into Craigslist and then newspapers. I don't think I have a Google. page for that. But
okay, no worries.
That's the thing, though. I didn't know how far I want to go down the rabbit hole, because even some customers get a little confused. They're like, oh, I thought it was Mr. Mow-It-All, and I have to send a text. Yeah, that's a brand of the parent company, blah, blah, blah. So make a check out to blah, 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 you know?
So right,
I didn't
right.
know how
so,
far to go. And that's why I wanted to defer that to you of how far should we go for marketing, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So we will build out that Facebook profile then, right? Because you don't have one built out yet for Mr. Mow-It-All specifically?
Well, yeah, I do have a Facebook profile for Mr. Mow-It-All. Yeah.
That's what I was trying to find right now.
Yeah. So if you go on Facebook, you'll see a lawnmower with the logo Mr. Mow-It-All. I do have a logo for it as well, you know?
So when I pulled up Mr. Mow-It-All, it was a different Mr. Mow-It-All, because remember how we said you were the original, and then there's a bunch of other ones now. So you sent me the link to your Facebook profile, though. I think I have that there. Let me pull that up here.
Yeah, I'm on the page right now. I'm on my computer, so I'd have to copy.
Yep, I got it.
You got it? Yeah. So you'll see a yellow right standard mower on it with some grass in the background. And you'll see the logo. I'm the only one with that logo here.
Okay, so here's what we're doing. So again, we have the Facebook profile. Let me just pull that up here. And right now, that Facebook profile, I believe, is a personal profile then, right? It's not a business profile. Is that correct?
Well, the page is a business page, but this is my personal
page. It is a business page.
I made it a page. So I have about 5 business pages. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, that's right. And then you said you're okay with us doing a little bit of a revamp on it just to...
Oh, absolutely.
We usually do like the digital business card and stuff like that on the Facebook page.
Yeah, so listen, if you wanted to like start over brand new, I mean, that's fine with me too. Whatever is easier. So let's understand. I have the logo, and I'd like to keep the logo consistent. Everything else, I want to make money. So whatever you think is going to be best for SEO or best for the platform or best for searches, yada, 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 I want to make money.
What domain do you want us to secure or you already have that you want us to start building out the website on?
I would say Mow-It-All Cape Cod or Cape Cod Mowing. Well, I bought these 3 domains, mowingcapecod.com, mowitallcapecod.com, and then I have capecodmowing.net. Again, I'm going to leave it up to you. I'd like to point all 3 of them to the website. You know what I mean? So
it's going to have a better poll on the optimization if we do the mowitallcapecod.com. So just to make sure I have it spelled correctly, just like your business name, all together, mowitallcapecod.com, right?
Correct, yep.
Okay, so I'm going to shoot you a text message just to confirm that this is the domain, just so that way we can be sure for your sake that this is the one that we're going to be using. So you should see that there shortly. All right.
Here it comes. Yep, www.mowitall. I'm actually on GoDaddy right now, so let me confirm that. And I pulled everything up. I was waiting for you today, man. I'm like, man.
Good man.
Yeah. Let me go to my domain section here. Mowitall, capecod.com. Correct. That's it.
Okay. And then as far as the marketing side of your business, do you authorize anyone else to call in and make changes to your marketing plans on your behalf?
No, if I get hit by a bus, though, my wife does the bookkeeping. I would like to have her there, you know, if I get hit by
Okay, I'll put her name there just in case you get hit by a bus. What's her name?
Carrie Ann Crowell.
C-A-R-R-I-E?
K-E-R-R-Y-A-N-N-C-A-R-O-W-L.
K-E-R-R-Y, you said, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct, yeah.
A-double-N?
Yeah, so Carrie Ann Crowell.
Right, I just want to make sure the N, no E at the end, right? It's just A-N-N?
Nah, just A-N-N, yeah, one word, character N, one word.
Okay, and then this is the magical portion of the call. What services / keywords do you want us to start implementing to make sure that this is optimized for you? Obviously, it's going to be lawn care, but there's going to be many more, so tell me what else you want.
So, you know, it's funny, I was just talking to my Angie's lady the other day, today. I've been sitting here. I'm actually in Angie's right now. I'm going to tell you exactly the words that they use Because I was like, yeah, we'll try it if it works. Angie has been kicking people ass. It's just that it costs a lot for each lead. It's like $40 on average. But so you have to build that into your cost. Hang on. Let me find services offered. I'm going to tell you exactly the words they chose. Here we go. So in Angie's, we have landscape, installing landscape for yard or garden. And we have
landscape garden. Install. Okay.
Yep, install landscape for yard or garden. Then the other word you have is lawn and garden waste cleanup.
Nice.
And then we have lawn care, fall, spring cleanup for business. And then we have lawn care, maintain and mow lawn for business. And then same thing again, lawn care, maintain and mow lawn, residential. So those are
okay.
the big hitters. And with them, I was a little more cautious because I don't want to be getting random leads.
Too many. Right. You were really targeted with them. But with us, you also said on your website, we're going to have a nice little thing that says you do snow removal when the winter comes and you become Mr. Snow-It-All, right?
That's correct. Yep. So we can get a nice little booking of that. For that, I'm a little cautious when I want to do commercial or not, because once you say commercial, you have to be there all the time. You know what I mean?
Oh, commercial snow removal?
I don't know if I want to take on that because you get sued if you don't show me somebody.
You're gonna need not only a bobcat, you're gonna need like three snowplows or something like that. If you're saying, hey, Target, we're gonna do your parking lot, they're like, great.
So. I don't know if I want to do that. I think I'll just stick with residential for now. And, you know, let's grow the business. I like January, February, I like to just, you know, hibernate, you know, go somewhere warm and or whatever and then just try to regroup come late February, early March for the next season, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
So that's why, here.
That's why I like this business, you know, because I can take 2 months off technically speaking. Even though I don't
right.
take one off, but. You know, you cease and desist from, you know, the daily.
There you go. And just remember, as a reminder, for us, you can do one of two things. You can pivot your Facebook ads to be snow removal, or you can pause the entire service for the season. So we do appreciate you for enjoying your well-earned time off during the holidays.
Yeah, it's okay. Totally go hard. Most of the guys did 70 hours last week, you know. So it's a hard day's night we work over here, you know.
Right. Okay. And then we're going to do an onboarding call. It takes about 30 minutes. I know you're a busy man. Do you have time tomorrow to schedule that or no?
No. So tomorrow, because we had rain today, tomorrow's going to be a busy day mowing lawn. So I would say, does it have to be Monday to Friday? Or can it be another?
You can take the call in 30 minutes, or once we're done here, you can take it from 6 to 7 if that's available for you.
And I have to run out when I'm done with you here. So I don't know if I'll be... 7 o'clock. I have to jump on a Zoom. So,
gotcha. So our available time slots is starts at 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. 10 a.m. is the first time slot, and the last time slot of the day is 6 to 7.
All right. It's gonna be tight. I hate to like book you and then not show up. So, hang on. Let me just look at Monday here real quick. See what Monday looks like. And you need me to be in front of my laptop and stuff so I can do actual things, or you just need to talk to me?
It's mainly talking, but also eventually sharing, like, access to, like, your Facebook page and any your website so that way we can put the content on it and things like that.
All right. Let me see here. I think we can. What time is it now? It's 5:15, so if I leave and I come back, I got to go pick a trailer up to and be back by 7. That's going to be tight. So you said you need a half an hour, right?
Right. But the latest that they start is a six o'clock call. So, yeah.
Okay.
So we're probably pushing at least till tomorrow, if not tomorrow, Monday.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, let's do Monday because I think I know we're going to work Monday too, but June is Memorial, so next week is going to be heaven on earth, or hell on earth kind of thing, you know?
Well, what you can do, Devin, is we'll pencil it in. We'll still book it. We'll send you an invite so it gets on your calendar. But even if you need to reschedule, I've had guys had to reschedule a couple times, so it's not an uncommon thing. We know who we're working with when it comes to the small business owner who's also in the field.
Yeah, oh yeah. Cause let's shoot for Monday. I know tomorrow is going to be torture because everything, all the lawns that couldn't get mowed today have to be mowed tomorrow because.
Okay. Well, you have any time slot you want. 10 a.m. being the start, and then the 6 p.m. slot is the last of the day.
6 p.m. Let's do the 6 p.m. I'm hoping to wrap up and get out of the field by then. Yeah.
All right. Let me put that there. All right. I'm going to send this to you via email in a second here. You'll get the invite in a second, so let me just get that over to you. Local Splash. Got English.
No, is everybody wants it done before Memorial, and then the next big thing is everybody wants it done.
they need that clean lawn before Memorial Day, and then the next one is 4th of July, right? It has to be beautiful for the 4th.
Yeah, I had these two ladies that I had them lined up this week, and they're like, oh, no, I want you to come next week. And I'm like, next week, we might not be able to get to it because of the volume of stuff, and if the rain falls next week, people are going to be unhappy, so... okay, but you know.
And I know there are certain things that are not required for lawn maintenance, but do you have whatever is required for licensing and insurance in your field?
Yeah, you got general liability, you know.
Okay,
that's
good.
That's kind of really about it, and then like some hoisting license for operating like the hydraulic.
Even if you have just a general business license, because sometimes Google looks for a general business license, even though it's not required for your field. So
yeah, so the business license is on the enterprise property, you know, so
okay.
That's what, there's no
that's
license that sells for mow at all, you know. Yeah.
Right. I know it's a brand of it. So we will still try to get you up as Mr. Mow at All if push comes to shove that the only thing that Google accepts is enterprise property group, we'll pivot at that time, but we're definitely going to try to get Mr. Mow at All.
What you can say is, I don't know if you can say Mr. Mow at All, enterprise property, blah blah blah, brand or something. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm just referring to the actual Google listing. You know what I'm talking about, where you see it on the maps. That's, everything else will be able to put Mr. Mow-It-All. It's just the Google listing. Sometimes they will want it to be under enterprise, but that's usually when they get picky. I mean, a lot of times they just let this go through because you already have the logo, everything that shows Mr. Mow-It-All. So I think you should be okay. Other than that, we talked about your radius of 20 miles max from your zip code of 02646. Everything else is good here. Hours of operation is the last thing for the questionnaire. When do you want me to put that for?
So what is your hours of operation for people to actually call me?
When you can take calls, correct?
I would say 9 to 5, you know, because I've done the same thing with Angie's because people are picky. You know, they'll call, we didn't get you, but they call after business hour and we didn't get their message till the next day. So 9 to 5, you know. If they want to call after, that's fine, but we'll say 9 to 5 is business hours.
Monday through Saturday or Monday through Friday?
Yeah, Monday through Saturday.
Okay. And then Sunday closed. And then the address that we have on file for you is in Centerville, but what's the street address of your home base?
The address we use is 1645 Falmouth Road.
And how do I spell that?
F-A-L-M-O-U-T-H.
There you go. I see it there. And it's under Centerville, Mass., zip code of 02632?
Correct, yep.
Okay.
So what all you can right. do, you could put multiple listings because we have more than one location. Like, it's pretty much like garage and stuff that we store stuff, you know, like garage bays and all that. So I don't know if you want to put multiple locations to look fancy or one is fine.
One is fine if they're relatively close because the way it works is if you did a multiple listing, we're not ready for that yet. If you're ready for that, that's fine. Just to let you know, you get charged per listing on Google, so I don't want to do that to you right now.
Yeah, let's not do that. I figured, that's what I'm saying.
I was like, businessman, why would you want to do that if we're running the, you know, the same promo for the same neighborhood?
And again, I don't know these things. That's why, you know, you do and I try to, you know, defer to you on things, you know, man?
And then, so are you okay with that address being published, the 1645 FOMO?
Yes.
Or do you want to, okay. Okay, so.
Is there a way where we can publish something else or just?
No, what I mean is, that's your physical address. They'll either show it on Google where someone can click and get directions to you. And, but some people, if it's their home base, they prefer not to do that. So that's why I was asking.
Yeah. I mean, it's the office space, but I mean, it's a big office.
Oh, it's office space.
Yeah. It's a commercial space. Yeah. So I didn't give them a unit number, so they won't be able to find me in there and try to knock.
No worries.
Door, you know?
Okay, that's good there. Okay, then everything else is good on the questionnaire. So I'll submit that there. Okay, so what we're going to do now, it takes about 3 more minutes. We're basically going to do the wrap-up where I do a voice verification and just read off, like, the outline of everything just to walk through it one more time before I start reading things off. It's a month-to-month program. Again, $249 is your month-to-month price. There is a one-time setup fee of $99. So today's payment is $348, and then every month thereafter is $249.
Okay, and $100 of that goes to Facebook ads, right?
And $100 of that goes to Facebook ads out of that $249 every month, correct?
Okay.
All right, let me pull up this.
So let me ask you, though, how do I measure whether or not you guys are, it's working? You know what I mean? I know there's metrics and all that. My one measurement is, am I making money from this? You know, are people calling?
Right.
Where did you find me? And they said Google or Facebook, you know, and they're spending money. That's
right.
The only way I measure it. How do you guys measure
correct
it to tell me?
So that was the last thing I forgot to talk about this time that we talked about last time. We do call tracking, right? So that way the amount of number of phone calls that go into you from us, we're going to keep records of that. And so how we do that is the number shown on your Google profile, your Facebook business profile, your website will be slightly different from this 7702 number that we're talking on now. The calls will go straight through to you. You won't notice the difference. Your customer won't notice the difference. The callback number of your customer will be right there on your phone. So everything is still clean as it is today. It just allows us on the back end, on your dashboard, you can see this in real time too on your end. It shows you X amount of calls came through our platform, you know, in the last 30 days, for example, or whatever the case may be that you're searching for. So all that's in our dashboard with the analytics. It's not just impressions and click-throughs. It's also call analytics.
All right. Very nice. Okay. And what number are you using? I want to use a company number, not my cell phone, because I have my wife here. She takes all the calls, qualify people, and then send it to me.
Yeah. What's the best business phone number you want? Not the 7702 number. What?
A business card, yeah. Let me get a business card here real quick. I'm going to give you the correct number here. I don't remember it out of my head.
I got it. 648-7653. It's on your Facebook page.
Let me just see the box. Just the box. Yeah. 7653. Yeah. 508-648-7653.
Yep. That's what I got. Correct.
Yeah, so yeah, use that one. That's the public facing one, you know. And again, it's a cell phone, so they can call, text. We welcome all that stuff, you know.
Right. And then when I'm talking to you, though, 7702 is good for you, but the main line is 7653. Yeah.
So you can call me on this line. Everybody else, customer-wise, I can call me on the other line, you know.
All right, let me go and edit that note.
Because so what happens is we have a system where everything comes through that phone. We qualify them. I get a message. We have like a sheet that gets filled out, a questionnaire, like. It's almost like a little script that she goes through, qualifying.
Right, right.
I get 3 days.
Because you're a salesman, Devin. You know the game. It's a script. That's beautiful.
You know what? I learned this in LA. If you don't make scripts, you're dead in the water. The best companies have great scripts. Hey, you have to have a script. And the blurb is, Devin is the guy that services, you know, or Dave. I'm not even Devin. I'm Dave. Because Devin doesn't work for older people. They want a name that they know and sounds trustworthy and familiar to them. So I'm Dave. So, yeah,
oh,
Dave, in your ear, he's going to come by, and he does the estimates for your ear, you know. So we sound a little bigger, and, you know, I go,
I used to work in a bigger call center that we outsourced some of our representatives in, and they definitely chose aliases. Like, I remember one guy's name was George Jefferson. I laughed when he chose that name, but he chose that name.
I tell you, it's ridiculous, the little things that I have another guy. I didn't even know what I was
doing. That Americans respond to is what you're about to say, right? We respond to weird stuff like this.
And a guy told me I'm doing in-home sales. I'm like, no, I'm just meeting people and trying to get them to let me, do work in their yard. He's like, no, buddy, that's called in-home sales. So he gave me a little packet of things to go through to kind of, and one of those things were, your name is important. Nobody gives a damn about your real name. Make a name that is familiar and warm and fuzzy, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, people respond to that, like, more. You can't have some weird name that they can't.
You never want to, you're right. As long as you're open-minded to that for the sake of business, it's easier to choose a name that's like one or two syllables that no one ever has to ask you, how do you spell that?
Right, and it's easy to spell, and especially a lot of old people I talk to, they can't hear well. So, what did you say again? Like, Dave, ma'am, it's Dave. And it's, Dave, yeah, it's easy. Done. You know, they say,
that's
David,
super smart.
I'm sure, David is good too, so. I'm learning this thing which I didn't pay attention to earlier. I just paid attention to working. So now I realize to get big, you got to pay attention to sales and marketing. You got to become a fanatic at the little things. You know?
Well, you remember back in the day, the actors and actresses, right? They would do that all the time. Like the name, like Jennifer Aniston. That's not her name.
I realize that. Jamie Foxx, right? The only way he could get to go do stand-up, nobody would let guys in. So he said Jamie Foxx, that's a unisex name, and that's how he got his start, because a name like Jamie Foxx, they'd send him on because it looks, like a girl, you know what I mean? Jamie Foxx, and then it's a guy, but he's already up there, and he just kept doing that from comedy club to comedy club until somebody discovered him, That's not his real name.
But,
I'm not, just to let you know, man, I don't really care how we get there. Obviously, we want to do it right. We don't want to break rules or whatever, but I'm creative. Make it happen. At the end of the day, we need to make money. We make money, you make money. We all make money. We all get on the yacht. And who knows? Maybe we fly out on the private jet that we bought from grass, from mowing grass.
That's a great game plan. I like it. We're at the last step here. I know you had to get going. So last couple things here. You choose a security question. There are some bad actors out there who pretend to be local slash. Obviously, when we call from our customer service team starting on Monday, from the same number, I sent you the text from that 877 number. So the number I'm calling you from now will probably be the last time you get a call from this particular number. It's still our main number for the 508 area code. So if you ever called back that number, I'll go straight to local slash right here in Fountain Valley. But I just want to be clear that the customer service team always calls from our main line, the 877 number. So if there's any confusion, we let you choose one of three questions, either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name as your security question.
Sure. We're going to say first pet name.
Okay, and the answer?
A-U-L. It's not really my first pet name, but I'm just messing it up so people can't really guess it easy. But our answer for that should be A as in Apple, U as in Uniform, L as in Lucy, D as in Delta, A as in Apple, Y as in Yankee, and then R as in Roger.
But you just said just put A-U-L, right? That's all you want?
Yeah, A-U-L-D-A-Y-R.
So you want the whole thing, A-U-L-D-A-Y-R?
Yeah, it means something to me, but it means nothing to anybody else.
Gotcha. Well, as of right now, my apologies. I started typing, and I thought you just ended at A-U-L. I just have it as A-U-L, and that's it. I'm so sorry.
No, that's all right. I was just trying to remember it completely.
Okay.
It's a thing they made us memorize in camp, so.
Gotcha. Okay. So if you just spell out A-U-L, if anyone ever asks, so what would happen is if we called and you weren't sure it was local slash, you would ask us, what's my security question? And then we would tell you your first pet's name. And then you would say the answer A-U-L. Okay?
A-U-L. All right. A-U-L.
All right. And then, so the address on the card you'll be using, I know it's going to be different from the address for the business. What address do you have on the card?
Hang on 1 second here. Let me. Let me save this here. I'll write it down here. So the address is UL. Hang on. AUL. All right. The address is PO Box 375. And that's in Centerville, Massachusetts. 02632.
Okay. And then the name on the card is Devin Crowell, correct?
Let me see. Hang on a second. The name of the card is, yeah, Devin Crowell Enterprise Property. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then the card number, whenever you're ready.
3792-3644-2381-003.
Expiration of the Amex?
428.
And the four-digit code on the front?
6272.
Okay, I'll get that in here. All right, so last step of the call, again, is the voice verification portion. Essentially, it's just what's recorded for quality assurance, just to make sure everything's outlined perfectly. As I mentioned before, your Facebook ad and your website will be live 7 to 14 days. Google optimization does take a little bit longer to get everything verified through Google, so we usually say within 4 to 6 weeks, you'll start seeing your listing start moving towards the top of the listings in your area, okay?
All right, and another question, too. I guess I made Angie's, what the hell do you call it? I got a badge from Angie. I guess we can put it on there, too. So I have, on Angie's, my profile says Mr. Mowdog. So I'm hoping we can tie this in with that as well, you know?
Yeah, you could put a link on the site. That's fine. We've done links to other sites on it. So if you want to link and promote the fact that you're well-received on Angie's, that's not a problem. We have nothing against Angie.
They gave me some kind of badge or something, said, hey, put it on your website kind of thing. But I didn't want to put it on Enterprise Property because it's not the same name as Mowdog, you know. But I figured you might.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, something like
so that. So that's just the link badge or whatnot. Yeah, we can definitely do that. And we do that the BBB, Facebook, stuff like that. So Angie's is not going to be any different. So, okay. And then if there's nothing else, obviously, you know, we'll go ahead and start here. And it'll be about 3 minutes for this recorded portion of the call, okay?
Sure.
All right, Devin. Well, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Mr. Mowdall.
Okay. And please state your name and title within the business.
Devin Crowell, owner.
Okay. And as owner, of course, you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you're also an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Well, Devin, to get results as fast as possible, it is important you're actively involved in your campaign. So thank you for taking the onboarding call on Monday at 6 o'clock. Now, as a result of your increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors or bad actors not related to Local Splash, which is why we provide you the security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash in the event of any confusion. But when we do call, we will always call from our 877-635-6225 customer service number, the same one you and I have been trading text messages on. So make sure you save that as Local Splash under your contacts. And when we do call, Devin, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Absolutely.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing Google representative, do you also agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts should you start with any other company during the term of your agreement?
Sure.
Okay. And your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, May 16, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month also on the 16th day of the month in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment, but of course, being a month-to-month program, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak to a live representative, and in the event you do decide to cancel, Devin, while we'd hate to let you go, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I'll go ahead and process the initial payment for the $348. As a reminder, you're going to get an email with the invoice as well as a text message that says, welcome to Local Splash. The invoice, and it will just outline everything that we've spoken about over these last few calls in writing, including the time frame and the recurring payment of $249 starting next month. All that is there on the on that initial invoice in terms and conditions. So if you wouldn't mind reviewing that before Monday and just checking off the two boxes at the bottom, signing as Devin Crowell, and then everything will be good to go. But if for whatever reason you forget to do it over the weekend, that's okay. We'll walk you through it on Monday during the onboarding call, okay?
Sounds like a plan.
All right, Devin. Well, I appreciate you being very patient while we finally connected to get this going. And, you know, I again, appreciate your time. I know you're a busy man, but I really look forward to getting on that jet with you in the near future, okay?
I'm telling you, baby, they made them grass. That's the greenest jet out there, you know?
That'll be awesome. That'll be a good fuel for the jet. All right, Devin. Hey, have a good one. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and we'll check in on Monday.
All right, man. Thank you.
Bye-bye.